Good morning. So typically we head right into my mom's kitchen in Fairfield, Connecticut. But for today, we're actually going to head up north, if you don't all mind taking the little journey with me. Going to trek through the snow and the ice and everything else and virtually go connect with my mom. She's up in Vermont right now, just waiting for the ski slopes to open at noon, I'm told, Mom. So good morning. Hi. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little jealous. So are you just sitting in a snow globe right now? Is that what's happening?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. It's beautiful. And I'm kind of glad because we don't go out till noon. So that's kind of nice.
Gives you a nice little morning to relax and take in the scenery, you know. And you can,
yeah,
only, you know.
It does. Yeah. It does. And gives dad time
dad
to work.
Dad time to work. We hear you, Dad. Yes, Dad gets to work. That's important, Dad. As long as you get to work, that's all that really matters.
True. They're getting 2 cents in.
Yeah, no, it's important. Listen, it's really cooking with Claude with Al on the side. It's all good, you know.
That's well, yes, because he did stuff the cookies for me.
Oh my gosh, Dad!
Yeah,
look at you, go, look, little rock star!
And you need to take these pairs of cookie and jelly them.
I
when
love
I
it.
Came downstairs, they were all jellied. I was so proud of him.
Well, Dad, you put like the perfect amount of jam on it, by the way, because I had 3 of those cookies yesterday and they were scrumptious.
I tested them myself. You're correct.
Thanks, Dad. I'm so glad that you vetted me to make sure I'm an authentic reporter. Thank you so much, Dad. That's Alan right there on WICC. So, Mom, how do you make these cookies?
So I don't know if this is funny or routine or whatever, but I have a Christmas sugar cookie that was sent out 1,000 years ago. It was in a Hallmark something.
Okay.
Because the back of it says Hallmark.
Oh, okay.
So I figured Christmas sugar cookies have to be the most magical cookies out there. So, like, it makes magic whenever you use them.
Sure. I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I realized in making sugar cookies, which I got really lax at since I was a kid, but before they came out with Pam cooking spray and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
I went back to buttering my cookie sheets with just butter. No flour. Just full butter. And I think for some reason that just makes a big difference.
Well, I mean, I'll you convinced me. Like I said, those I'm very particular about my cookies. Like I know I'm half Italian, but I'm very weird about like Italian cookies or even sugar cookies. I if I'm going to eat the calories, I'm much more into like the gunk. I'm more into like put some brownie in those sugar, you know, or put some chocolate chips or some M&Ms. Like I'm the worst, yeah. You know, like if I'm gonna eat a cookie, I'm gonna have a 500 calorie cookie. So typically, yeah. I wouldn't eat the cookies you made, but yesterday I had every intention of having one and I walked away with 3. They were so good. They were really, really good. I mean, even Chase ate 2 of them and I was like, wow, you're weird about food. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, they were really, really good. So how do you make them, Mom? What do you need to make them?
So you need 1 cup of sugar. You need 3/4 cup of butter. And I always use butter, but you can use margarine. And make sure your butter is soft. So leave it out the night before. 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1 teaspoon of salt, which you all know I never add the salt.
Right.
So I put this all in my food processor. So by leaving it on, it made the ball of dough for me. But, of course, you could do this in a bowl. You know, it's no big deal until I got a food processor. That's what I did it in a bowl. And then you, once you pull them all together, you leave them in the refrigerator for about 1 hour. And then you bring, you know, of course it out. Of course, you bring it out of the refrigerator and you roll it. You roll it with your flour. And I have, you know, Valentine cookie cutters. So I made the cookies, and some of them I just did different ideas with them. Like You know, some of them I just put red sprinkles on, if you see the picture. Some of them I put the, you know, the different color sprinkles on them. Some I did with a, like the red cake, like almost like a frosting. So I did some with dots, and I did try to make a heart in the middle and outline the heart. But the best was getting a very simple, just I got one of the better ones. So you get a raspberry with seeds in jam, and then you take your cookies and you spread the jam on the inside, you know, kind of thinly, not too thick, because you don't want it pouring over the side.
Right. It can't be like a bagel with cream cheese. Yeah.
And then I sprinkled them with confectionery sugar. And they all came out so darling. I just thought, you know, you could make the cookies with your kids, or you could make the cookies. And then, yeah.
Don't other people know that they could just listen to WICC and Claude will give you the recipe? You don't have to call Vermont, guys. She's literally giving it right now. Just turn on WICC. My goodness.
I know, I have you on up here. But anyway, they were a lot of fun. And what was the most fun was I did them the day that I had the boys. So I had Chase and Kevin. And it was so funny because Chase kind of knew I was making cookies, but I really didn't get down to the guts because you had taken him to gymnastics.
Right.
And yesterday when he saw them, he's like, yeah, we made those cookies, Nona. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, kind of, but not really.
I mean, I point blank said, Mom, we're really struggling with lying right now, so let's not lie. And she's like, well, he was in the house while I technically was prepping them. I'm like, Mom, don't give him credit for where credit's not due. You know, like you clearly made these by yourself because they were perfect hearts and everything. They came out perfect.
They were perfect. And, you know what? I bought some into the office. Like, even Derek took some.
I know, my husband who doesn't touch anything.
Evelyn,
yeah.
Everybody, like, and I bought, like, six up here to Vermont for Matt and Amy Jo.
Yeah.
Looking at this morning, and I'm like, well, where the heck are all the cookies? Daddy's like, oh, I had some last night. I'm like, wow.
I mean,
these, like, are gone.
I'm not surprised, honestly. You didn't tell Amy Jo about the cookies, did you?
Well, I still have four left for her, and I had to reprimand Dad.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to still be there.
If
Dad is anything like me, nah, those cookies are gone. They're gone already. You think they're gone. Oh, that's where I got it from. The sneaky, like, Dad and I are horrible sharers up until he got a grandson. He would have never let us go into his snack drawer at his office. But, you know, Chase gets everything. Yeah.
I know. You know, that's the difference of being a grandparent.
Yes, I'm
saying
that.
But anyway, I have to say, this is one of the best sugar recipes I ever had. And please, for all those who are going to, need to grease your cookie sheet, please do it with butter. Oh, my God, what a difference instead of that oil stuff in the pan.
All right. Definitely a good recommendation. Mom, thank you so much. I will put the recipe, the cookies, the picture of the cookies up on our website as soon as the show wraps up at 10. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
I love you. You guys enjoy skiing. I mean, I'll call you before you hit the slopes, but enjoy.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'll miss you guys. I love you. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad. He's cooking.
Oh, he's cooking. Sorry. Wouldn't want to interrupt the chef. So sorry. But tell Dad I said bye and I love him too.
Melissa loves you and goodbye.
Bye, I love you too.
There he is. All right. I love you too, Al. Thank you so much. Claude and Alan in the kitchen on WICC.